Voters braved morning rain in Maputo to line up as early as 7 a.m. to cast their ballots. They have four candidates to choose from: Daniel Chapo, the ruling Frelimo party leader, Osufo Mamad, the candidate of one main opposition party that came in second in the last presidential election, Lutero Simango, the leader of the Mozambique Democratic Movement, and Venancio Mondlane, an independent who seems popular among the youth. Aslak Ora, a researcher on Mozambique at the Christian Michelsen Institute in Norway, says while supporters of Mondlane have shown excitement, he still faces stiff challenges.
There's quite a bit of enthusiasm about his candidature. However, he doesn't have the electoral organization as neither Renamo or Frelimo. So the question is if he's going to be able to convert that obvious enthusiasm among the population into the votes.
At a polling place at the Josina Machel Secondary School in Maputo, 22-year-old Augusto Page says he waited about an hour, but he had to make sure to vote.
As a young Mozambican man, I feel that this is important because it might be the choice that will change things in our country. So I'm talking about healthcare, education, and development in general.
After casting his ballot, Sergio Panti, a member of parliament and Frelimo supporter, told us he's confident his party will win. He says people continue to love and highly consider Frelimo as an option to continue running this country. The results will prove once again that Frelimo is loved and esteemed by the Mozambican people. Two of the candidates, Mamad and Simango, voted at the same polling place where outgoing President Filipe Nyusi cast his ballot. Former St. Lucia Prime Minister Dr. Kenny Anthony, who arrived in Maputo on October 2nd, heads the Commonwealth International Observers delegation. He told VOA his group was still visiting other polling stations and getting reports from other parts of the country. Meanwhile,
there seemed to be some optimism that this is going to be a better administered election than previous elections. Whether that will be the case, I don't know. We have just visited this particular polling station, and all seem to have gone very well here.
Whoever wins these elections will inherit many challenges, starting with the economy and debt repayments, Ora says.
It's between $12 and $14 billion in external debt. Recently, they have been able to transfer or pay back much of that debt, but they have done so by way of accumulating a lot of domestic debt. The state takes up loans from the banking system and from institutions locally. So they're accumulating debt at the same time as they're paying back the external debt.
In addition to debt challenges, the government has been battling an insurgency in the gas and oil-rich Cabo Delgado province, where about 4,000 people have been killed and about 1 million displaced since 2017, hindering multi-billion-dollar oil and gas projects. Some countries, including Rwanda, have stepped in recently to help quell the insurgency, an act that Adriano Nuvunga, a social activist and director of the Center for Democracy and Human Rights in Mozambique, disagrees with.
Mozambique, big as it is, massive as it is, 33 million people, but it needs to import soldiers from Rwanda to protect its sovereignty. From Rwanda, a tiny country, 13 million people, to protect us here.
Ruling party candidate Chapo said if he wins, securing the Cabo Delgado area will be his top priority, because without security, there is no development, he recently told supporters. Nuvunga says while Frelimo was seen as a liberation movement 50 years ago, times have changed.
The people here, they have nothing to do with what you people have done 5 decades ago. It's about today. Are you able to put in place credible policies and put in place a credible system of governance that will work for the people?
More than 17 million people are registered to vote. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Maputo, Mozambique.